Chapter 2. Now after Yeshua was born in Bethlehem Yehuda in the days of Herod the king, Hine, Hachamim, from Eretz Mizrach, arrived in Yerushalayim, saying, Where is he that is born Melech HaYehudim? For we have seen his Kohav in the Mizrach, and come to fall down before him. Because Herod the king heard this, he was terribly shaken, and all Yerushalayim with him, and assembling all the Rashei HaKohanim and Sofrim of the people, he inquired of them the place where Rabbi Melech HaMashiach was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem, Yehuda, because so it stands written by the Navi, and you, Bethlehem, in Eretz Yehuda, are by no means least among the Shtetlak, or ruling Alephim of Yehuda, because out of you will come a Moshel, who will be the Roeh Ami Yisrael. Then Herod secretly summoned the Chachamim and ascertained from them the exact date of the manifestation of the Kohav. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and make a thorough search for the Yelid. As soon as you have found him, report to me, so that I, as you, may come and fall down before him. After they heard the king, they departed, and Hine, the Kohav, they had seen in the Mizrach, was going ahead of them until it came and stood above the place where the Yelid was. When they saw the Kohav, they rejoiced with exceedingly great nachas, and entering the base, they beheld the Yelid with Miriam his Im, and prostrated themselves before him. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a chalom not to return to Herod, they took refuge in their own country by another way. And when they'd gone, Hine, a Malach Hashem, appeared to Yosef in a chalom, saying, Arise, and take the Yelid and his Im, and flee to Eretz Mitzrayim, and stay there until I tell you, for Herod is about to seek the Yelid to destroy him. So having got up, Yosef took the Yelid and his Im by night, and departed for Eretz Mitzrayim. And Yosef was there until the mote Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by Hashem through the Navi, Umi Mitzrayim, Karati, Livni. Out of Egypt have I called my son. When Herod saw that he had been outwitted by the Chachamim, he was greatly enraged, and he ordered the slaughter of all the Yelidim in Bethlehem and its vicinity, who were 2 years old or under, in accordance with the time that he had learned from the Chachamim. Then came the fulfillment of what was spoken through Yirmiyah Hanavi, Kol Barama Nishma. A voice was heard in Ramah, a voice of bitter weeping and mourning. Rachel is crying for her Yelidim. She refuses to be comforted because they are no more. When Herod died, Hine, in Eretz Mitzrayim, a Malach Hashem appeared to Yosef in a halom, saying, Arise, and take the Yelid and his Im, and go to Eretz Yisrael, for those seeking the life of the Yelid are dead. And Yosef arose, and took the Yelid and his Im, and entered Eretz Yisrael. And when Yosef heard that Achalias had succeeded his father Herod as king of Yehuda, Yosef was afraid to go there, and having been warned in a halom, he departed into the districts of the Galil. And Yosef made his home in the shtetl called Nazareth, so that which was spoken by the Nevi'im might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazri.